live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
It may not seem like it, but today is the day the Lord has made, and it certainly does seem like it. These are the times in which the Lord has chosen us to live, and it is clear to me there's a very unique set of responsibilities. And for me, this morning Alex and I were chatting that it's an easy time to be afraid. And I know people who are afraid, and I have fear for what's to come, because it's very clear to me that what's to come is a massive attempt to isolate you and me, and a massive attempt to very, very quickly paint anyone who opposes the party as an extremist. That seems to be the template. And the militarization of D.C., unless they know something we don't, like Iran is going to launch in conventional troops to attack the city, unless they know something we don't, it is a clear act of theater. And there was a National Guardsman last night in Washington, D.C., one of the commanders. This is from Twitter, so take it for what it is. He says there's how many troops there?
Hi, good evening. I'm Dan Hugerson, the chief of the National Guard Bureau. And this evening, I'm visiting some of the 65,000 National Guard soldiers and airmen that are on duty today. Today, when our nation's capital and our soldiers and airmen are here, set up throughout the city to help protect our nation's capital. But at the same time, we have thousands around the country supporting COVID-19 operations, Operation Warp Speed, and we have a multitude of soldiers and airmen deployed overseas in combat operations. I'd especially like to thank the families that are maybe alone tonight, and just let you know that our nation greatly appreciates all your sacrifices and those of your service members, and I could not be prouder to be part of this organization.
I'm sure he's proud to be part of the organization. The militarizing of Washington, D.C. is an obscenity. And now the Pentagon has announced that some 6,200 troops are going to stay behind. So, again, if they know something that we don't know, well, then that's fair if there's going to be some massive attack. But really, to me, what this seems like is what is going on Twitter and Facebook, which is expanding the number of people they call extremists. And that's what's frightening, because the game is very clear and coordinated the same way it was, or it seems to me to be coordinated, between the media and the mockingbirds in the media and the leftist status. Remember, Russia, Russia, Russia. Trump was an asset of Russia. That was nearly unanimous in media circles, and particularly with the key mockingbirds, nearly unanimous. Now there's some other form of unanimity, which is really scary. This is Katie Couric.
It is so shocking. Not only are they not conceding, Bill, but there's thoughts that there might have been some collusion among members of Congress. Some are refusing to go through magnometers or whatever you call them to check for weapons. They're not wearing masks during the siege. I mean, it's really bizarre, isn't it, when you think about how AWOL so many of these members of Congress have gotten. But I also think some of them are believing the garbage that they are being fed 24/7 on the internet by their constituents, and they bought into this big lie. And the question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
And so you'll hear this again and again now. You'll hear the deprogramming. You'll hear the suggestion of from the PBS attorney, one of their top attorneys, putting kids of Trump supporters in camps where they can watch Sesame Street, etc. And that's being normalized. That notion is being normalized at the same time as Glenn Greenwald reports that Biden intends to launch, and there's other reports in this now, a segment of the intelligence service aimed at domestic terrorists. But not It's clear as day. This will not be aimed at Black Lives Matter Incorporated or Antifa. Because around the country, as Jason Rantz talked about yesterday in the program, in Seattle, in Denver, in Portland, Antifa has announced they intend to have violence tonight. As all, well, not all, but a majority of National Guardsmen are in Washington, D.C. It is quite evident, if you look at last year's inauguration, or 4 years ago inauguration, they let D.C. burn. They didn't stop a thing. Because that was the visage, that was the impression they wanted to make, which was President Trump has been inaugurated and the country is immediately falling into chaos and violence, which they allowed and amplified throughout the summer. And they intend to create a focus on going after domestic terrorists. But it will not be Black Lives Matter Incorporated. It will not be terrorists. They're describing extremist groups. The Associated Press wants podcasts censored. CNN is pressuring cable companies to drop Newsmax and One American News Network. And CNN is a major part of their revenue. And this is Kristen Clark's, Biden's choice to lead what we sometimes call the civil rights division of what used to be the Department of Justice.
One, Dr. Richard King reveals that the core of the human brain is the locus coeruleus, which is a structure that is black because it contains large...
This is Tucker Carlson quoting her work.
...amounts of neuromelanin, which is essential for its operation. Two, black infants sit, crawl, and walk sooner than whites. Three, Carol Barnes notes that human mental processes are controlled by melanin, that same chemical which gives blacks their superior physical and mental abilities. Four, some scientists have revealed that most whites are unable to produce melanin because their pineal glands are often calcified or non-functioning. Pineal calcification rates with Africans are 5 to 15%, Asians 15 to 25%, and Europeans 60 to 80%. This is the chemical basis for the cultural differences between blacks and whites.
In a former age, there were people who said black people are less than human. In a former age, there was junk science measuring the sizes of people's heads and the bumps on their heads and the shapes of their heads to determine their intelligence. In a former age, that led to eugenics. In a former age. This woman, who holds those opinions Tucker was reading, this woman is set to lead the so-called Civil Rights Division in what we used to call the Department of Justice, before we learned that the Department of Justice lies in order to spy on American citizens, to affect or to cancel a presidential election. There is reason to be afraid. And being afraid doesn't mean that we act in fear. It doesn't mean that we make fear-based decisions. We breathe, we pray, we create small communities of tight, real communities of real friends, of people you see every day. If you're church going, it means that you get better at that. If you're non-church going, it means that your community is tight and takes care of itself. And we make smart decisions. But there's good reason to be alert. And there's good reason to tell friends what's coming or what we think is coming. None of this is normal. There is no normalcy to 2020. We're entering into 2021 with even less normalcy. The way the New York Times characterized the president's leaving office, and we'll get to Wolf Blitzer later. This is New York Times. After 4 years in office, President Trump will leave behind a country that is divided, impassioned, fearful, radicalized, and worn out. He did that? The New York Times peddled the Russia lie for 3.5 years. The New York Times, when that fell apart, had a newsroom meeting that was leaked to the press. And the bosses of their newsroom said, pivot to race. We've built our newsroom around Russia. That's falling apart. Pivot to race. Attack the president based on race. It was shortly after that that the Black Lives Matter Incorporated and Antifa riots began. And if it wasn't George Floyd, they would have picked someone else. This is what we're headed into. And you will watch mockingbirds celebrate. Their excitement for Biden. I don't even know if it's real. Because they know he's a demented old man. So I can't even tell if they're acting. The president, just this morning, addressed people at the Air Force Base. I want you to hear some of what he said and also how Wolf Blitzer chose to characterize that. We'll get to that in about 60 seconds right after we check traffic at the Right Way Traffic.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is how Wolf Blitzer described the crowd at the Air Force Base to say goodbye to President Trump.
Should be landing Joint Base Andrews. It's what a difference 4 years makes. He had a very impressive, huge crowd at his inauguration. It's going to be a little pathetic, a tiny little crowd at Joint Base Andrews where he's going to say goodbye.
If only there was a clue as to why. If only there was a clue as to why it might be difficult for the president's supporters to get there to say goodbye to him. But there's no clue. There's no hint of why it might be difficult to make it through three different security zones and fences and bridges blocked. They were going to block the bridges into D.C. and ID checks. Even the people who could make it there, there's people going to say, I'm not going to go through all of that. If there was just a clue. But alas, Wolf Blitzer is just acting like no one wanted to say goodbye to President Trump because Wolf Blitzer, or as I call him, Coyote Blitzer, he's acting. He knows that. He knows the details of that. He's dunking on the president. He's gaslighting people. He knows it's difficult to get in. It's difficult for the press to get in. The president did say a few words, and first he did invite the first lady to say a couple of words.
Our first lady has been a woman of great grace and beauty and dignity. And so popular with the people, so popular with the people. In fact, honey, would you like to say a few words, please?
Being your first lady was my greatest honor. Thank you for your love and your support. You will be in my thoughts and prayers. God bless you all. God bless your families. And God bless this beautiful nation. Thank you.
Rasmussen's roll-up of polls right now, if you take the Real Clear average, is reading this morning, President Trump leaves office with an approval rating higher than George W. Bush, 51%. After 4 years of attacks, after pretending he's responsible for the death of a flu-like virus that has been, the CDC's done everything possible to make it seem 4 to 5 times as deadly as it is, everything they can possibly do, a mockingbird media that pretended he fumbled the response when, in fact, there's nothing that can be done for an airborne virus. It is airborne. It is going to get shared. Lockdowns, masks are demonstrably useless around the globe. Demonstrably so. And then, of course, the riots and the burning down of cities, which the New York Times has now said it is disinformation to compare the Capitol Hill riot to the riots in other cities, the Black Lives Matter Incorporated and Antifa riots, which the Times calls isolated incidents of property damage. $1.2 billion worth, 36 lives taken, most of them black, many attempts to kill police officers, but it's just isolated property damage. They hate President Trump and they hate President Trump supporters. Let them be the hate. Let them become the hatred. Let us remain in love and focus. And there's righteous reasons to be angry. I am angry at the mockingbirds. I am furious with the Democrat Party. I just simply don't do angry radio. The president, upon saying goodbye at the Air Force Base, during Air Force Base Danders, talked about the job successes, the tax cuts.
I hope they don't raise your taxes. But if they do, I told you so. And if you look at the regulations, which I consider the regulation cuts to be maybe even more important, that's why we have such good and have had such good job numbers. The job numbers have been absolutely incredible. Had we not been hit by the pandemic, we would have had numbers that would never have been seen. Already, our numbers are the best ever. If you look at what happened until February a year ago.
If Tony Fauci had not ignored the 100 years of scientific rigor since the Spanish flu, we know lockdowns do not work. They are counterproductive with an upper respiratory virus like COVID. His own CDC people on Team Apocalypse wrote a paper that has been super well received and followed in circles of immunology and epidemiology, saying do not lock down. The World Health Organization said do not lock down. If Fauci hadn't pushed the lockdown, if the media hadn't played the game of if you don't sacrifice the economy, if you don't go along with this, you are murdering grandma and grandpa at the same time as the governors of New Jersey and Pennsylvania and New York were putting COVID positive patients into nursing homes, which led to deaths. New Jersey and New York had 10 times the rate of death as did Florida and Texas. You'd never know that from CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Los Angeles Times, Seattle Times, King 5, Cairo 7, Como News. You'd never know that. The collusion, or seeming collusion, is thick. Yesterday, I heard that Mitch McConnell said, well, President Trump inspired inside of these riots. He didn't go to say goodbye to the president. He's going to, quote, church with an abortion-loving Joe Biden who thinks it's sweet and cool that 11-year-old kids get shot up with cross-sex hormones, who thinks it's sweet and cool that a child born alive with just a toe left inside the mother can be, quote, aborted, in other words, murdered, going to church. Mitch McConnell is the co-founder of the Patriot Party, if this is what President Trump decides he wants to do.
A goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form.
And then he said this as he was getting onto the airplane.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So there is word that the president intends to form the Patriot Party. And Republicans still have learned the wrong lesson. Your base is no longer yours. You are cozying up to the party. We're watching it happen.
Joe Biden, a career public servant, no stranger to the United States Senate, and I look forward to working with him. I think it was Master Stroke worked with Black Lives Matter Incorporated and burned down American cities, and it's 36 lives taken. That's collateral damage.
Just remember this. As Kamala Harris was raising money to bail out murderers and rapists with the Minnesota Bail Fund, which was created to bail out the people who burned down St. Paul and Minneapolis, she was a United States Senator. Mitch McConnell was the boss of the United States Senate the entire time that woman was raising money to help burn down cities by bailing out the people who did it. Mitch McConnell could have given a speech. He could have asked for her to be censored. He could have asked for her to be expelled from the Senate. He could have at least said something rude.
Cammy, I just don't think that's a good idea.
What did he do? He waited.
I'll be here long after they're gone.
He's the co-founder of the Patriot Party, if it's what President Trump decides to do. Because we're watching him cozy up to the party. And I'm not going to pretend that the Democrat Party has anything in mind for people who don't agree with them other than ruin. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH. Coming up on the Todd Herman Show, we will air what only Newsmax and OAN aired, which was the produced video that President Trump created for the nation. So right now in Washington, D.C., and I'll tell you this, because having lived there, it was, if you took a D.C. tour, they always communicated it as a point of pride that you could walk into the office buildings of our great, 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 important VIP, better than us leaders. They always communicated that. They always communicated how controversial it was when they put the fence up around the White House and why that fence is so open so that you can see the people's house. Word this morning from the Pentagon that they intend to leave behind some 6,200 troops. Now, I don't know if they're going to be deployed. I don't know if they're going to be in the background. I don't know. But that point of pride is apparently not important to a group of people who hope to communicate that they are the authorities. And this is incredibly important as we track what's coming our way. Team Left, the party, has been working extra hard to normalize, listen to the authorities. Stop thinking. Stop your skepticism. Listen to the authorities. They've done that under the cover of COVID. The capricious nature of the rules about the COVID flu are a bunch of things. You could say it's incompetence, but it's not, because they're too consistently incompetent. It's not incompetence when every single error around the COVID flu has the result of A, making it seem worse, B, always departing from established scientific rigor, and C, always choosing the same groups who are crushed or rewarded. Those are not mistakes or incompetence, because incompetence is not consistent. Felons are rewarded. Barbers are crushed. Churches are crushed. Abortionists are rewarded. Gyms are crushed. Pot stores and alcohol stores are rewarded. Small businesses of all types are crushed. Big global entities who support, for large part, the party are rewarded. It's too consistent to be a mistake. You're safe from the COVID flu if you walk into a restaurant with a woke mask over your mouth and then take it off at your table, because the COVID flu cannot touch you at the tables. That's not incompetence. That's purposeful, in my mind, because it's consistent. All of the left state governors who are big up in the party are making the same mistakes. They're signaling that this is only going to get worse when the Commissar Cammy and Joe Biden's dementia are in charge.
Do you read me, Hal?
Affirmative, Dave. I read you.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it. I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
In the UK, there's a new sign going around. And it will come here, probably. Pretend you have it. Or no, it's act like you have it. It's this scary sign, black background, orange lettering, pretend you have it. Anybody can spread the COVID. They're telling people to not hug their children, even after they've gotten the mRNA injected into their veins, the vaccine. Don't hug your kids. Keep masking. Keep isolating yourself from human beings, including your children. Do not hug your kids, even after you've been vaccinated. Insanity without the vaccine. In that kids are far greater risk of little kids of dying from a dog attack than they are from the COVID flu. Biden's advisors on the COVID are telling us this.
Well, I've often been trying to call this pandemic much like a baseball game to give you a sense of where I think we are. And unfortunately, I've been saying for several months that I think we're basically at the bottom of the third or top of the fourth. And I don't think we're much farther than that right now. I worry that the very darkest days of the pandemic will be before us, even though we have vaccine coming, which is a very, very good thing.
Oh. So as death rates decline, as we get better at treating this, as there are now four therapeutics on the market that can help decrease the severity of the COVID, there are antigens on the market, which is a safer, far safer alternative than the vaccines, which are showing a huge rate of serious side effects, 50 times that of the flu. And now we're seeing in Israel, 1,200 people. No, it's actually 1,400 people who were shot up with the vaccine have tested positive for the COVID. Even as we know that there are steroidal products that reduce and do away with the inflammation that the COVID causes, which is what leads to death, we're in the darkest days. Even as we know, come springtime, the disease will become less deadly. Why? Well, maybe it's because of the vitamin D in our bodies. Maybe because we get more natural vitamin D. Maybe it's because people leave their houses, because the number one transmission point for an airborne virus is your house. So, hey, I wear my woke mask. Sweet. What do you do with your hair? Because the virus can live in your hair. It can get in your eyes. It can live in your clothes, your pants, your shirt, your hands. So you get home, you take those things off. That's you take your hands off, but you know what I'm saying. A former Obama official that Joe Biden's dementia has appointed to be on his team of senior advisors for the COVID is a guy who is a pretty scary guy. His name is Andy Slavitt. He's not a doctor. He's not an epidemiologist. I don't think you have to be to understand diseases. What is he? He's a McKinsey consultant. This is a guy who said, July 26, we can virtually eliminate the virus anytime we decide to. Really? You can eliminate an airborne virus anytime you decide to. What did he say? Well, all we need to do is a hard lockdown for 4 to 6 weeks. All we need to do is to make sure that farmers are not in the field caring for their crops, that workers are not in stores stocking the shelves, that people are not doing anything. 4 to 6 weeks. And he, this Andy Slavitt, compares this to Germany and New Zealand, which he pretends was a great success. The minute they opened their economies, the virus came back because it's airborne. None of those things worked, but he held that course. He pretended that any country you pick that did a lockdown succeeded, when in fact I can show you the side-by-side graphs of the same countries Andy Slavitt pretended succeeded. And already the New York Times is telling people, do not stop isolating yourself from other humans even after you've had the shots. Do not stop masking even after you've had the shots. And the UK is telling people, do not hug your children. These cannot be mistakes. They are too consistent in the direction of catastrophizing this. Because the next step aligns right with how I started the segment. Listen to the authorities. We will not live in fear. We will not live in ignorance. We will have small communities we see on a very regular basis. We'll be tight with one another. We'll help one another. We'll make smart decisions. We refuse to live in fear. It's the Todd Herman Show. Thanks for listening to the Todd Herman Show. Yesterday, a gentleman sent in a note about the National Guard. I want to provide context to this. He said, hey, listen, I've been deployed multiple times to situations like this. It's very common for us to not be able to have our mags, our magazines in our rifles. And this is a concern about accidental discharge, etc. Well, I mean, in point of fact, you could achieve that by not racking the weapon, by not cocking it, as some people would say. It's an optics thing. It's all optics. Unless there is, and maybe there is, some massive threat to DC on this date, then it's all optics. And it goes to sort of the theme of this hour. The same president that the left and the mockingbirds pretended was a wannabe dictator has just left the city. The same president, the city of DC, the same president who they said was a dictator because he wanted to have some tanks and some military people in a parade in Washington, D.C. for Independence Day. That same president just got an airplane to fly home to Florida. Meanwhile, the same people who called him a dictator have utterly militarized Washington, D.C. and are showing military force like it's never been shown in that city. Not even following the 1983 bombing outside the Senate chambers that Susan Rosenberg and others were convicted of doing in order to kill Republican senators. Susan Rosenberg is one of the top people with Black Lives Matter Network Incorporated. She raises money for them. So does Kamala Harris. So does Nike. So do the NBA. So did the NFL. So did CNN in the form of free promotion. But in another way as well. In that way is the propaganda of silence. Prior to the election, and I don't know if you remember this, but prior to the election, I played you some audio. And this was a planning session that happened with people who work in Washington, D.C. and leftist agitators around the country. It included lawyers who work in the federal government who were advising these activists how to not do their jobs, but worse, maybe how to break into, congressional buildings.
I really want to hear from Shut It Down D.C. about this. Do we have any plans for how to respond if there's a coup?
Yeah, we have been in discussion for a couple months about how to respond to different contested election scenarios. First step is that we think that we need to start the post-election phase in the streets. Congress is planning on coming to town and passing laws again and like having business as usual. And we're saying if we're in a coup, there's no time for business as usual.
I heard someone in the chat talking about revolution time. And so I encourage, you know, for all of us to be fighting for revolution before today, tomorrow, afterwards.
We're facing an administration and a potential coup and a potential insurrection where efforts to criminalize us are going to be even greater. Understanding that everything that we're doing now in this moment is laying the groundwork for what is going to come. Is there going to be a war? Are people going to get killed? Like, is that on anybody else's mind? I'm guessing it is. We're going to see potential fighting all over the country or in some hot spots. And we might need to think about that. And I know, as I said earlier, how you know, we may find ourselves in the streets with people with different tactics than ours. But like, there may be some people that are willing to break the windows to get into the government buildings.
That was a Zoom call that somehow I was able to find. And somehow it's on Rumble.com. And somehow I've played much more audio from that, including a lawyer who works in Washington, D.C. for the federal government at contract, saying, I'm limited as to what I can say here, but here are some hypotheticals. It's weird, except it's not. We'll get into next hour the increased now censorship of, radicals like the head of public health of Brazil. The head of public health of Brazil has been disappeared by YouTube for his COVID advice. It's the Todd Herman Show.